Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese. I'm David.
Hello, I'm Echo.
I'm Brendan.
And today we're coming at you with the most important absolute beginner lesson you're going to learn.
When Nature Calls, Pop-Up Chinese has got your back. Let's have a listen.
洗手间在哪儿？
这儿没有。
那哪儿有？
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
洗手间在哪儿？
这儿没有。
那哪儿有？
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
洗手间在哪儿？
洗手间在哪儿？
Where is the washroom?
Yeah.
洗手间在哪儿？
Washroom is where?
洗手间在哪儿？
Where is the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. And screaming this very loudly is a way to solve that problem.
it is a way when you... if you're on a long-distance bus and they've oversold the bus, you can actually compel the driver to stop if you shout this at the top of your lungs.
洗手间在哪儿？
这儿没有。
这儿没有。
There's none here.
Yeah.
这儿。没有。
Here, there isn't any, or there is none.
这儿没有。
There's none here.
这儿没有。
那哪儿有？
那哪儿有？
Then where is there one?
那哪儿有？
Then where can I find one? Then where is there one?
Yeah.
那哪儿有？
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
There aren't any washrooms around here.
Yeah.
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
So 这 is here.
Mm-hmm.
附近 is nearby. 都没有。There aren't any washrooms. 洗手间。
Yeah.
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
Here, nearby...There aren't any washrooms. There aren't any washrooms around here.
Yeah, and you can get used to hearing this even if there are washrooms right next door.
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
Yeah. Let's take a listen to the dialogue one more time.
洗手间在哪儿？
这儿没有。
那哪儿有？
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
洗手间在哪儿？
这儿没有。
那哪儿有？
这附近都没有洗手间呀。
Washrooms in Beijing are actually pretty easy to find.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, everywhere inside the Second Ring Road.
A huge, huge difference from Shanghai, too.
I haven't spent much time in Shanghai, but a huge difference from the States. I mean, I go back to the States and, you know, on the one hand...Well, public toilets. And on the other hand, man, it's really nice to be able to find a bathroom without, you know.
But remember that 5 years ago, in Beijing, all the toilets are chauffeured.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, they used to be pay toilets.
The good ones used to be pay toilets.
Chauffeured.
That's true.
The total squatters have always been free.
That's, well, those were the neighborhood ones.
Yeah.
But in fact, in some cities in China, there are still pay toilets. But yeah, the improvement and freeing of Beijing toilets was...
Olympic.
It's one of the things we have the Olympics to thank for.
And another thing we have the Olympics to thank for is that now most of them actually have a sit-down toilet as well.
I think that's, but that's mainly for handicap access, well, I think. But
handicapped access are not useful.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, if you haven't been to China yet, you may or may not be aware of the phenomenon known as the squat toilet.
Well, it's funny, my father was, and he's never been to China, but he spent some time in Europe in the, I guess it would have been the 70s, early 70s, and, you know, I sort of described some of the...
The horrors.
Exactly, you know, apocalypse, no, the horror.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, it reminds me of, you know, Catalonia.
Don't despair if you aren't comfortable with a squat.
This does not hold true on trains, in my experience. Yeah. If you're on a train, you get to play fun travel games in the toilet, like, you know, guess that stain. And don't crap on your feet and so on.
Put your shoes on before you go to the washroom.
Oh,
take the train slippers because that's a
They have zero traction.
Yeah.
And
And they're made of paper, so they soak up things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's about it for today. Brennan, you have any other comments or thoughts?
The toilet situation here is a lot less dire than it was like 5 years ago, and with any luck, armed with this lesson, you'll be able to find your way to the nearest toilet, or to accept disappointment gracefully.
Anyway, we'll go over all of this again in a later lesson, but we hope you find this useful. From Beijing, we'll wish you 回家.
Yeah, have fun.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
洗手间在哪儿?
这儿没有。
那哪儿有?
这附近都没有洗手间呀。